This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Girl, you called me and it hurt real bad. I cried myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool came to Babylon.
Well, Robert Barnes, again, is a very famous lawyer. He's represented Ralph Nader. He's represented the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, to get on ballot access. And then more and more, as he was saying earlier, he's representing so-called extreme right wing, which just means classic Americans who are being attacked, lied about in an organized, concerted effort. And he just during the break quantified it better than I could do. And I've been for 2+ years experiencing the real power of the media and the Democrats and the neocon Republicans trying to crush me. But we're getting into the kids right now because I'm a man. I can take it. We've got supporters. These children, we come back and play a compilation of the media demonizing and lying about them. You've told them, and you've got a cut and dry case here. I think I give it 90% chance you win in any court, even a leftist one. These are children. They did nothing. They were very restrained in how they acted. It's a miracle that something didn't break out with full-grown men with giant hickory clubs. And now so many publications have refused to retract, and they're doubling down. It just shows institutional arrogance.
Oh, absolutely. It's people who are so accustomed to never facing bad consequences. It's how, and like in a lot of the criminal cases I handle, you deal with prosecutors who do bad things or rogue agents with the IRS or FBI or other people, and you discover early on the reason why they do it is because they've never suffered any consequences for getting caught, because they're usually not even caught, and when they are, they don't suffer consequences. The press, the establishment press, has the same attitude. So these are kids. I mean, it was so shocking to me. I mean, these are 15, 16, 17, sometimes 14-year-old kids who, the first interaction they ever had with lefty protest culture, which if you know lefty protest culture, you could see this coming and interpret this video right away. But these kids don't. These kids don't know lefty protest culture. They don't know. They were being open. In fact, like they were doing a haku dance, the haka dance, which is very made famous by the rugby players of New Zealand, the famous All Blacks. Who do this really cool haka dance. And so right after they did the haka, which was part of their school cheers, all of a sudden a Native American comes in training the drum, and they're dancing along with him. They think he's joining. They think he's participating. They have no idea he's there to do something provocative.
That's key. They're so innocent, and there's so much joy, and the media call this hate.
Oh, which is absurd. I mean, these are kids who handled it all extraordinarily well. I mean, the Black Hebrew Israelites, or so-called, that were mocking them and attacking them, were also attacking the Native Americans. They're using phrases like Uncle Tomahawk. They were the ones chanting.
Well, let's just say different sects of these guys are different, but some of these Black Israelite groups are basically Black Nazis.
Oh, completely. They're racial supremacists who their favorite thing to do is to sit around and just attack people randomly. Even Jonathan Capehart for the Washington Post said that he avoided them because if he was walking down the street with his white boyfriend, he would be attacked by them. So the whole media knew what the backstory was here. It was these.
Oh, that's key. The media knows damn well the Black Israelites are basically like the what's that church that says God hates fags and goes to military things and.
Oh, exactly. I'm blanking on the name of it, but precisely that it goes out.
Yeah, they're like the Westboro Baptist Church rolled into white supremacy, black supremacy. I mean, they're like cartoon characters.
Oh, completely. I mean, they're the worst version of Louis Farrakhan on steroids in terms of some of their racial and religious prejudices. And they believe things that are just literally insane. They make the Scientologists look very, very normal. So once the press knew they were there, then the press knew that this was a political ambush. They knew these kids were innocent. Maggie Haberman had to know these kids were innocent. So the fact that they attacked them, they knew what they were doing. It was a deliberate campaign. They deliberately used bots and other bot accounts so that it would be untraceable and untrackable who the original source of the defamation and libel was on Twitter and social media.
When he knows the premeditation.
Yeah, precisely. This was, as you said, a conspiracy. And I think as we dig into the case, as we dig into the evidence, we'll find that there's a broader, bigger conspiracy here, probably of big financiers behind various political groups who are propagating this story as a way in which to attack, demonize.
Oh, my gosh. And your discovery is a crowbar right into the heart of it.
Precisely. And that would be the goal and the objective, to use these cases to get to the bottom line truth of how these lies get propagated, how they get spread, how these smears happen, because they tried to ruin the lives.
Robert Barnes, I'm not just saying this, but I just feel like the cavalry just came over the hill. God, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Representative Wesley Snipes and countless others from the Green Party and Ralph Nader, the Libertarian Party. When he sees tyranny, he takes action. And of course, right now, he has taken on the young people, pro bono, from Covington Catholic School, who are just such an honorable, good group of people. They're so loving. You see the little black kids and Hispanic kids that go to the school. Some of them look as young as, you know, like 10 years old. Because there were some kids, you know, from the sub school there, and like hugging the other kids, white kids and black kids hugging and laughing. They were so innocent that they didn't even know that they were being called, go back to Europe, scum. We're going to harvest your organs. And the kids are looking and laughing, and they think there's a drums beating. It's like a football game or a pep rally. Let's look back, though, on what Robert Barnes, Twitter, @Barnes_law, is saying. All you got to do is 48 hours, say it isn't true. And a lot of the media is retracting, but then coming back with new lies, or they're not retracting, they're just removing stories, or even worse, they're doubling down. And earlier, he listed who he plans to go after. And then they need to make a proper, complete retraction as well. But here's just a small compilation of what they said Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, viciously against school children. Here it is.
Now to the outrage over a video showing an encounter between teenagers and a Native American veteran near the Lincoln Memorial.
Outrage is growing this afternoon over students who mocked a Native American Vietnam veteran.
A video that is causing outrage for so many.
A Kentucky Catholic high school is facing backlash after footage of students mocking a Native American elder appeared online.
The videos have drawn outrage.
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 Outrage from all corners.
Here's the video sparking outrage on social media.
Sparked outrage on social media.
A group of teenagers, many wearing Make America Great Again hats, were caught on video taunting a Native American Vietnam veteran.
We are hearing from a Native American elder and Vietnam War veteran speaking to CNN after a disturbing viral video shows a group of teens harassing and mocking him in the nation's capital.
A disturbing viral video shows a mob of teens in Make America Great Again hats harassing a Native American elder in Washington.
Then Phillips describes the tense moments now being replayed over and over again online when a young man got right in his face. Watch. Nathan Phillips was beating his drum and singing an American Indian protest song.
When I was there and I was standing there and I seen that group of people in front of me and I seen the angry faces and all of that, I realized I had put myself in a different, really dangerous situation.
One young man is captured in a tense moment
now being replayed online, getting right in his face and mocking his singing and drumming on the day of the Indigenous People's March.
A moment from the march has gone viral, an interaction between Native marchers and a group of high school students.
Videos of the encounter shared widely on social media. Swift backlash against the behavior of those Kentucky teens.
You see a lot of red in this. You see a lot of the MAGA hats.
The smile on his face shows how little respect he had for what he was witnessing.
Clearly, these boys are not getting a good education because it makes little sense to angrily chant "build the wall" to a population with literally zero illegal immigrants who were here long before we were.
Jack Morrissey tweeted that he wanted the boys killed.
I got kids go screaming at first. I turn the wood chip off.
I know this will come as a huge shock to all of you. This entire exchange was completely misrepresented in the media.
Left of media, of course, claimed that these students were harassing this Native American Indian. Turns out it was exactly the opposite.
Here's what the mainstream media refused to tell you happened before the exchange.
Look at all these dusty-ass crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty-ass crackers.
Ain't gonna be no peace until blood is shed.
I get a little angry looking at this guy who's gone on CNN everywhere else and what a big victim he is. When there's he with a group screaming, we're gonna kill you.
So the media ran a completely fake news story, which resulted in children being threatened with murder.
Today, the Catholic school at the center of that viral confrontation on Capitol Hill forced to close. Students now facing death threats. Being smeared.
All right, let's fade this down.
Video of a clash with a Native American protester.
There is 3 minutes left of this. Context matters. Compilation video exposes MSM hoax. Not a strong enough headline. A great crew putting that together. But what do you call this? Must-see video? See MSM frame innocent students? Mark them for death? I mean, what do you call that, Robert Barnes, the lawyer pro bono valiantly taking on this massive case? Hopefully we'll have you back in the future to fundraise for this, because I know just suing one person costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, but this is amazing. What would you call what they've done to these poor students?
Well, really, it was a hit job. It was a hit job on their futures, a hit job on their reputations, and ended up being almost a literal hit job with bomb threats, death threats, and personal threats of physical violence against them. I mean, imagine being a 15, 16-year-old kid. You've never experienced this lefty protest culture before, this crazy mob mania mentality on social media on the left before. You probably believe in the press, relatively speaking. You don't know them to be frauds and liars and libelers like they are. And you just go up for one day in Washington, D.C., probably the only time you've ever been there. You go up there and you want to, and you're with a bunch of fellow students standing up for the most vulnerable life in the world in a pro-life march. And you're just sitting outside a Lincoln Memorial, this testament to civil rights and civil liberties. And you think you're just participating. All of a sudden, people are harassing you because of the color of your skin. People are harassing you because of your gender. People are harassing you because of your politics or the hat on your head. And all you do is you don't resort by attacking them. You don't even say anything to them. Instead, what you do your own school cheers. And in the process of that, you're doing your haka dance, which is a tribute, one of the greatest tribal traditions in the world today. You see some tribal members join you, and you think everything is cool and everything is fun. And then you go home, and within an hour or two, all of a sudden you're discovering that you're the subject of the worst libel campaign of private citizens in American legal political history, and that your lives are at risk, your futures are at risk, your reputations are at risk, your own school turns your back on you initially. Some of the so-called conservatives in the press turn their back on you initially because they buy the liberal lies and the liberal libels. And that's what happened. This was a conspiracy of a hit job against a bunch of innocent kids to ruin their future. And most importantly, it wasn't just for them. It was meant to terrorize everybody else out there. If you don't, the reason why IRS brings criminal prosecutions and tax cases. It's rarely about the individual. It's to scare and terrorize everybody else. That if you don't do what we tell you to do, you don't think the way we want you to think, you don't act the way we want you to act, or if you have the wrong race, the wrong gender, the wrong color, and ironically this was on MLK weekend, that they're judging people based on their color of their skin, not the content of their character, and lying and libeling about that content of their character solely based on their perceptions of the color of their skin, then they can do anything to you at any time. That's right. They have all the power.
And that's why they're so obsessed with shutting any independent group down. Hundreds of thousands of people kicked off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, because they're scared. They want to go rig these things, stage these things. I've experienced it myself, the very same group doing it. And they don't even be able to respond. They want to put the hoax out. But the good news is, no matter what they do, the hoax is now exposed. And now that people who are just lay folks, like you said earlier, are learning about Democratic Party protest politics, where they always try to start a fight and then edit the video. They always try to deceive. They use theater and deception. Now this did the same thing. They had these women march over, blow smoke in my face, call me subhuman, say my mother's married to her brother, call me a monkey. And when I said, you're a racist, she'd go, I'm just a veteran. Why are you in my face? And I'm smart, but not that smart. It wasn't till it was released I went, oh, my God, they came and set me up because I've been out there for 30 minutes on the street corner. This is what they do.
And imagine if voices like yours weren't out there. Imagine if people like Mike Cernovich wasn't doing what he was doing on Twitter, exposing this quickly. If people like Tim Pool, an independent journalist who, even though he leans to the left, has been studying this protest culture issue for the last 5 years and how dangerous and precarious the conduct of the left is. If those people hadn't been out there, if they didn't have access to the public, if the audience didn't have access to their work and your work, these kids, the libel and lies against these kids may have worked. Their reputations may have been ruined. There may have been a story for 80 years later. Somebody said, look at how what happened to Richard Jewell happened to a bunch of little kids from a school.
And the left said that, the controlled corporate left, the fascists. They said, let's terrorize them and teach them not to wear these hats. And Democratic congressmen said, ban wearing the hat for under 18. I mean, think of how un-American. Let's do one more segment, Counselor, because I want to get into the big picture and how we fight back.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Robert Barnes is a prominent lawyer. He's represented people across the board, from Joe Bannister, the Treasury agent that exposed the IRS setting people up. Very valiant fella, and they were successful in doing that. Keeping him from going to federal prison, not once but twice. He's represented Wesley Snipes. He's represented basically everybody, from the left to the right, you name it. In fact, I knew who he was, but once I got him back on, I'm like, this guy's a champion of liberty. My God, we should have gotten this guy on years ago. We've had some of his other fellow lawyers from their cases on before. But Robert Barnes, recapping what you've announced, your 48 hours, and who so far has doubled down versus who's back down, and who you are currently planning to sue for this conspiracy to turn just innocent, well-behaved, nice Catholic schoolboys into Hitler, and obviously they've got to do this just to defend their name and their record for life. This is really a fight for their survival right now. It just shows the psychotic nature of the leftist press.
Oh, precisely. So Reza, who was the former CNN producer, got fired last year for inflammatory comments, but has a huge social media following and is constantly in the press. He called for these kids to be punched. He referred to the face of young Nick as what a punchable face. He has refused to retract any of his false libels. He's almost a guarantee to be sued next Monday. Following on that is going to be Maggie Haberman, if she doesn't retract her false statements calling for the kids to be expelled. After that, Michael Rappaport, who's on a TV show on Netflix for against bullying kids. And here he is bullying kids with homophobic rhetoric. He's going to get sued next week unless he takes corrective action. And then there's a range of other journalists, celebrities, and social media personalities that we've specifically called out and said they need to retract, they need to correct, they need to delete their offending tweet, and if they or their offending comments, or retract their offending story. And if they do within 48 hours. If they do by week's end, if they do by Friday midnight, they won't be sued. Anyone who refuses to or doubles down, chances are they will be sued, and chances are they'll be seeing a Kentucky jury within the year.
I would coin a term, sneaking around, because a bunch of publications, Newsweek, the New York Times, I mean, I read all these, have come out and kind of halfway said, okay, we were confused, it was a jump to judgment, but, oh, the black Israelites really meant well, and that's why the Native American went over. They felt threatened that NPR's done it, and they're now weaseling around about, well, the underlying evil of Kentucky, and they are white, and there's a very sliminess about this that if you don't go after them, if the families don't stay the course, they're just going to go rewrite history as soon as they stop fighting.
Well, one of the people that's likely to get sued next week is the New York Daily News. Because I represent some of the kids that were in some of those photos that were blackouts. And blackouts were very popular throughout all of high school basketball and sports for the last decade, where everybody dresses in all black or they paint themselves in all black, and they were wrongfully identified as being in blackface, mocking a black player. Completely false, completely fabricated. The New York Daily News knew that. The New York Daily News has been a hack newspaper now for about a half decade. But if they don't retract that headline, they don't retract that story, then they're going to get sued, and they're going to face a Kentucky jury like they need to for lying and libeling about kids.
There's a whole bunch of corporate media, too, that keep saying they were chanting, build that wall, and they were flashing Nazi salutes. I mean, that is the real defamation right there.
Oh, absolutely. They said that they stopped an Indian march. Didn't happen. Said they surrounded the Native American elder. Didn't happen. They said that they went up into his face. Didn't happen. They said they chanted build the wall. Didn't happen. Said they chanted racist slurs. Didn't happen. Said that they were mocking him, taunting him, using racist references. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. They were the victim of a lot of those things, but they themselves didn't do any of that. They were completely innocent and consistently and continuously lied about. That's why someone like Congresswoman Omar, who said all kinds of crazy stuff, within 1 hour of me asking her to retract her tweet or she was going to be sued next week, what did she do? She completely deleted her tweet and hasn't defended it since then.
Let's be clear. So she does all the damage and then hides it. That doesn't do it. She has to explain, I was wrong. They didn't do this.
Precisely. And that they need to learn, like congressmen think that they are immune from defamation and libel, but that's actually a much more limited doctrine.
Isn't that only in law or in Congress? It's not what they do outside of that.
Correct. I mean, if they're answering a press conference about someone subject to regulation or litigation that's a public figure, then it probably is within that. But when it's a private publication, when it's a private statement about a private...
And you're talking about private people that are children.
Precisely. Being elected to Congress is not immunity to suddenly start lying about your neighbor, about your ex-wife, about your in-law, or your business competitor. It's never been that. And that's another theory that we'll be maybe testing in this case if certain Congress members don't issue corrections, don't issue apologies, don't issue retractions.
I think the anatomy of this counselor shows the crazed arrogance, though. Like you said, they've been doing this to public figures so long. Now they just think, let's do it to kids. It really... does scare me that they're this reckless. Shifting gears just briefly, you had brought up off air, you're familiar with what's happening to myself and others, and just this whole campaign of crazed insanity.
Oh, precisely. It's part of a campaign. The campaign is to have people have thought control. The current cultural left and the media left and the corporate media left thinks very much like sort of the priests during the Inquisition era. So they're not concerned with independence of thought, with the irrationality of thought, with the evidentiary empirical truth of thought. They're only concerned with thought control, mind control. They want to suppress and oppress heresies. They want to witch hunt whomever they can, whenever they can, wherever they can. And they want to terrify and terrorize the public into cultural conformist thought and behavior. And the greatest threat to that has been independent voices who give voice to independent people who can reach large numbers of people like yourself. That's why there's been this collusion between the big tech social media giants and the big media press into suppressing and oppressing your voice, because they need to make sure that ordinary people like these Covington kids don't have a defense, that they don't have lawyers like me defending them in court, because I don't even know the case exists, because I don't even know the circumstances happened, because I don't have access to people like yourself who tell me what actually happened and what's true. And that's what is part of a broader goal and a broader objective to suppress speech, censor thought, control minds, control behavior, so that you only think what the cultural elites and the corporate media want you to think, rather than being independent and having access to the truth. I mean, it's like what Thomas Jefferson said way back. The best answer to a bad idea is a good idea in a debate. If you truly believe the truth and empirical value and moral virtue of your ideas, you're never afraid of a debate. You're never afraid of a discussion.
Exactly, but they build a straw man of who we are, then get us taken off air so they can lie about us more. In closing, I think that if America doesn't mobilize behind the First Amendment and reverse all this, it's going to descend into civil war. And I just think, like you said, they have suspended logic and they have started to drink their own Kool-Aid. And I think what you're doing in this case, at a gut level, I think this case really illustrates the whole thing, and it's a sea change.
Absolutely. It's a precedent-setting case that is a different exemplar that exposes the media, press, corporate establishment doing what they're really up to, using social media control to try to censor and shame dissident speech, to try to control thoughts. And all that's going to ultimately lead to, when you engage in that kind of social media repression and censorship and shaming of innocent individuals and witch hunting and false blaming and sin goading, is what people like Tim Pool, who's an independent reporter from the left, who's been following protest culture for the last half decade, and he's been predicting a cultural civil war that could turn violent within several years. And it's all because of what the institutional press and the establishment press is doing, where here they greenlit bully behavior and violent behavior against a bunch of innocent, quiet kids from a small town in Kentucky.
Robert Barnes, we'll have you back soon. Godspeed, standing up to these bullies. We'll get you back soon about the 48-hour situation. And I'll talk to you this afternoon off air. Thank you so much. We salute you, and thank you. That is a smart guy right there, boy. We'll be right back with our next guest.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
To Gabe Hoffman. He's an amazing filmmaker, patriot, researcher, but I got the lawyer for the school children set up and demonized for this evil globalist race war to betray the dreams of Martin Luther King and the abolitionists and others to hell. So it was a very powerful interview, and I'd forgotten how that lawyer represented the Green Party, the Libertarians, Wesley Snipes, IRS agents that blew the whistle on corruption. Then I clicked once he was on air with me. So that's why we ended up spending so much time with him. We'll go a little bit the next hour with him. Then Katie Hopkins, the great British broadcaster, she'll be joining us as well. We'll talk to Gabe Hoffman. I don't even know where to start here with this. I mean, I've got a huge research sheet here and a bunch of clips and everything else to understand. Hollywood is all about power. And if you sexually control people, then you've got power over them. Nobody's going to believe you is The Atlantic reporting on the Bohemian Rhapsody director, Bryan Singer, and what's coming out about sexual misconduct, including underage people, the rest of it. And Gabe Hoffman's been intimately involved in the whole investigation, so we'll talk to him here in just a moment. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not the best person at getting up here on air. Like, I'm not comparing this to this, but I've had a lot of family that had heart problems, and then they just die. They never tell you they had heart problems. Or you don't know if some uncle or great uncle or somebody has cancer till, oh, yeah, they died last week of cancer. And they were like at your house 2 weeks before, sitting there having dinner with you and kind of grunting a little bit, but, you know. So I'm not saying I got cancer and I'm dying, but I've got a decision to make here very soon about what I'm going to tell the audience, because they've been trying to shut us down. And I don't want to give the enemy what they want. I don't want to, you know, they obviously know how successful they've been. We still have a huge audience, but money-wise, they have really hurt us. And we're basically to the point where we're not going to be able to expand. And once you get to the point you're not expanding, if you're not expanding, you're contracting. Things don't just sit in stasis in the universe. So that's what I've said. And that's it. And a lot of it's my fault. You know, if I cut new ads and I did promos about how great our products are, because we go out and produce the best products. We go out and get you the very best stuff that's out there, whether it's air filtration, water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, healthy CBD oil from raw hemp. It's legal in all 50 states. I mean, whatever we promote, it really is the best because I treat you like I want to be treated. But if we don't get massive support on a daily basis, that means spreading the articles, spreading the videos, thanking the local stations, and buying the products, we won't be here. And look, I hate to get on air and talk like that, but let me tell you something. I can sell my house. That'll fund this place about 2 months. That's what this kind of comes down to is I don't want to announce how successful the enemy's been. I think people have noticed, haven't you? So I've never been happier. I mean, I enjoy fighting the globalists. I enjoy taking them on. But they see us as that fortress they want to take down. And if they can do it, they think they've had victory. So, A, I want to thank all the listeners that have financially supported us while getting great products at the same time. But, B, I want to people that haven't bought the products, get off the fence. Now, I noticed one of our – it's our bestseller total. The thing that makes the most money is Super Mill Vitality. And that we can't get anymore because you can't get the wild-crafted herbs. So that's our last run of that. That's 50% off. But we've got Brain Force that's a good classic nootropic with healthy natural energy. And it's a bestseller because stuff that's similar is twice the price. Well, this is Turbo Force. It's got all the amino acids, all the vitamins, all the minerals. And then it's got the 200 milligrams of naturally occurring slow-release caffeine. And then it's got all these other things known for clean, healthy stimulant. All fused together. And I'm here to tell you, just like there's 5,000-plus reviews for Brain Force Plus, this will have that many reviews from third-party sites because this sucker is powerful. I recommend you take a half a packet the first time you do it, though, because it's so strong. And in my experience, the rest of crew's experience, we've had this about 6 months in beta, 10, 12 hours of energy, and then not having a hangover because it's all slow burn. All right, we're going to go to our guest here in about a minute, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But I want to be clear. I don't just say we brought you the best product. These other companies put a bunch of dyes and chemicals that have their own stimulant effect because it's cheap and easy. We put more product into this than anybody else by a wide margin. That's why it's so special. You want something real? You want something powerful, game-changing? TurboForce, InfoWarsLife.com. And then we can bring you the lawyer suing folks over the demonization of the children. We can bring you the people exposing the sex cults in L.A. We can bring you the stuff they want shut down. This is real. There's not a filter here. We do the research. So Gabe Hoffman joins us. He's been up before. He's a head funds manager, philanthropist, and owner of a production company that created the groundbreaking documentary film, An Open Secret, exposing child sex abuse in Hollywood. He serves as a producer and lead public advocate for An Open Secret. And, of course, he openly, he was here, I guess, a year ago, year and a half ago, he can remind me, specifically talked about the individuals that are now in Atlantic Monthly, The Atlantic, in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, in the London Guardian. So he was intimately involved with the researchers in this huge 30-page article out of the Atlantic, which we commend them finally doing their job, that have gotten into this. Nobody is going to believe you in getting into the Bohemian Rhapsody director, Brian Singer. So thanks for joining us in this short segment, Gabe. Just recap why you got involved, the larger story, and how Singer is kind of a rabbit hole, or is it more than that to what's happening?
Well, thanks, Alex. It's great to be here with you. You know, I was in Austin with you 1 week after we made our film that Hollywood blocked and tried to censor. We made our film, An Open Secret, free on Vimeo. Our film centered around Brian Singer and his involvement in then Digital Entertainment Network, where young boys were basically drugged and raped. It was a front for pedophiles. Little over 1 year later, January 2019, we're back for more history, because Brian Singer was the number one paid director in Hollywood in 2017, and now his career is over because of this article, which was started with the work we did.
That's right. You were here a year ago, and you centered around him. People can find the interview. It's deleted off YouTube, but I'm sure it's somewhere out there. We should find that interview. But you kept going into Singer, and all these handlers and all these managers. Like, basically, he was, you should get into yourself because you're the expert.
Right. So we can go through all of it, Alex, but I want to let you know that I'm here to support you and what you do at InfoWars. I know that you care about children. You care about child sex abuse, whether it's sexualizing a 10-year-old drag boy, Desmond is the Amazing, whether it's calling out the child porn on Netflix in that show Desire, whether it's drag tots and the sexualization of children, whether it's the big pedophile bust under President Trump, things like Operation Broken Heart, 2,300 pedophiles rounded up. Each and every time the mainstream media ignores it, you're the one who cares about children, and you're the one who gets out there on your soapbox, and that's why the people need to support you and what you do to keep that going. Otherwise, that flame will go out, and we
won't. That's what freaks me out, is that there's 10 times the number, literally, of pedophiles being arrested, not just child porn, real kids in being trafficked. And we learn Obama was shipping them in with the open borders. And then the mainstream media tries to run hoaxes that pedophilia doesn't exist, even though it's all over the place.
You're right. And you only have to look at how the mainstream media, the liberals, are treating the Brian Singer story today. You had this huge 30-page expose, which we'll get into. But you think about it. You've got NBC News. You've got Huffington Post saying, oh, it's underage sexual misconduct. No, it's not. This is child sex abuse. This is child rape. And the mainstream media won't even call it what it is.
When we come back, we're going to get into your film as well and put it up on screen so people can watch it. You put it out for free. People should also get the DVD at An Open Secret, facebook.com/AnOpenSecretDoc. D-O-C, Gabe Hoffman is our guest. We're going down the rabbit hole straight ahead. Stay with us.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's THE best EDpill.com, the online doctor's office.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Gabe Hoffman is a documentary filmmaker, but he's been one of the top fund managers out there. He's been listed at the conclusion of multiple years as one of the top 10 performing hedge funds in the Barron's annual lead table. He specializes in identifying scientific, medical, and financial frauds on Wall Street. And that's how he started the story here with us a year ago, was aware of his work, why he got into it, why he risked his life, everything. As you go after the pedophiles, they come after you. And now, a year later, when he was on with us a year ago, you can search it, you can find it, when we were promoting the premiere of An Open Secret, the film, facebook.com/AnOpenSecretDoc. I was like, okay. I remember even during the break saying, listen, we always get sued when we focus in on one person. So I understand you have all these witnesses, all these people, but I remember now during the break going, keep talking about Bob Singer over and over again. You're like, well, that's the key to all, you know, that's the door into all this stuff. And so now here is a 30-page article in The Atlantic basically detailing the whole thing, and he's in deep trouble. And I know you've been deeply involved, Gabe Hoffman, exposing it. So spend a minute or so on how you woke up, why you got involved, and let's get into this huge expose report that could really blow the door off this whole weird, sick system.
Sure. Well, Alex, you know, this got going after our film was released for free on Vimeo, October 2017. I was with you in Austin. And after that, millions and millions of views started happening. And guess what? One of Brian Singer's victims came to us, a brave young man by the name of Brett S. And we got this Deadline expose in the works for December. It was published December 8th, 2017. Well, Brian Singer, this big Hollywood director, he got fired from the set of Bohemian Rhapsody, the big film, just a few days earlier. Why did Brian Singer start acting erratically and not showing up to work? Because he knew this expose was in the works. The journalist was checking it with his people. And this expose in December detailed recent crimes, 2014, 15, 16, of pulling a homeless kid underage off the street for a group sex session, plying under 21, 18, barely 18 kids with drugs and alcohol, corruption of a minor. So now we're hoping with this big expose in The Atlantic that the L.A. District Attorney's Office will get on this. You have an on-the-record witness to multiple crimes against children that we exposed. These in The Atlantic are a little older. They may not be able to go after them, but Brian Singer may face deeper legal trouble.
And you've also detailed just dozens of directors, producers, I mean, I say dozens, it's hundreds, but prominent ones who get convicted of raping kids and still get jobs directing movies with little kids. And it's just like, why are there so many people abusing women, little girls, little boys? And what happens to women is terrible. I have three daughters and one son, so it's all equal to me, but it seems like boys are this particular group. Like if they had little girls at gay bars or straight bars dancing half naked in front of men throwing money, they shut the bar down. But if it's little boys all over the country now, they're just doing it. Little boys posing naked in gay magazines or with naked men. I mean, this is crazy. It's like, well, they're little boys. They can toughen up.
Right, or you have Huffington Post just calling it, you know, sexual misconduct when it's not, when it's child rape and child sex abuse. And so what happened after this in December 2017 when we got these recent crimes exposed by Brian Singer and he went crazy and got fired off the set of Bohemian Rhapsody is a couple journalists, they were then part of Esquire, they contacted me, it was our first phone call of many in February of 2017. We gave them a lot of leads, we introduced them to Brett and others, they got to work and they did truly remarkable work. Things that we couldn't put in a film, and, you know, we'll get to it, but probably most importantly, Brad Renfro. Now, Brad Renfro was a big child star. He was in The Client with Joel Schumacher. He was in Apt Pupil. Everybody knew Brad Renfro was sexually abused by director Brian Singer during the filming of Apt Pupil, but we couldn't get anybody on the record in a film at the time. They got people in print, and it's just simply awful. Brad Renfro, as many know, died of a heroin overdose at age 25.
Again, I remember you telling me this when you first came on a year and a half ago and then a year ago, how it got you involved, because I just got involved because every time we turn something over, we're looking for pedophilia. It seems like it's the religion of these people, whether it's the elites in New York or the elites out in L.A. It's like average people aren't like this. And then the recklessness of like, you know, Sandusky raping kids in the middle of the field house in the showers in front of people. It's like the brazenness is insane. And Salon and Vice promoting pedophilia. It's insane.
And that's why, you know, folks have to support you and why we have to keep fighting the fight and what's kept me fighting the fight. I mean, everybody can go and look at blue check Twitter celebrities, people like Sarah Silverman, you know, Kathy Griffin and others, millions and millions of followers. These same celebrities were tweeting, you know, violence and advocating doxing and even in one case death against children just because they were wearing MAGA hats. And look today, 24 hours after the big Brian Singer Hollywood child sex abuse expose, And there's crickets from every single one of those big Hollywood liberals. It's just sickening and it's shocking. Bit by bit, piece by piece, this is a long war. And today, with Brian Singer's career ending, this is just another great victory.
And then you've got Kevin Spacey. And I understand the guy said he was 21, he was 18. But Spacey's humping him in the bar, pulling his genitals out. So we obviously know there's all these other witnesses that were even younger. It just shows a crazed maniac behavior.
Well, right. And we learned in November, again, shortly after our film came out, it was, I think, October 31st, 2017, was when Anthony Rapp, famous actor, he came forward and said Kevin Spacey tried to rape him when he was 14. Another one of his friends that Kevin Spacey tried to rape him when he was 15. So this last thing is probably one of the most mild instances, but I have to tell you, there are hundreds and hundreds of accusations against Kevin Spacey going back many, many years, and his good friend, of course, was Brian Singer.
That's right. And then what about, and of course, he also flew, Kevin Spacey flew a bunch of times on the Lolita Express, admittedly had like 13, 14-year-old girls on it to the sex aisle. What about R. Kelly, who won't, he goes, yeah, I like little girls, and then he reportedly pisses on little girls, And that's what he likes, and then he doesn't get in trouble. He's being protected.
Absolutely, and that shows the power of documentaries, where we had to go, despite having a 94% rating on Rotten Tomatoes from professional film critics, even big liberals like the New York Times and Variety, all positive reviews, that nobody would even give us a dime for our film at the time. Guess what? 5 million views later, Brian Singer's career ended. We never got sued even once. So now you see things getting a little easier with the big Lifetime documentary actually on R. Kelly. Somebody buying the thing and actually getting made, and people can see it on TV.
The takeaway is, Gabe Hoffman, is you've been totally vindicated. Your film focused on Mr. Singer, and now he's lost his jobs. He's being fired. There's huge Atlantic Monthly exposés with all these witnesses that you helped bring forward. So this is a big win for children. It's a big win for women, for men, for victims of these sexual abuse cults like NXIVM, all of them, that seem to just be permeating everywhere. I think it's a very vampiric thing where you take sex that's a loving thing between adults, whether it be, men and women or whatever, and you turn it into some type of force thing. I think this is just the basis of evil in our culture.
You're totally correct, and the rabbit hole goes really deep. Something else that we exposed with the help of, brave Brett S., is there are organized networks in Hollywood. For example, there's a criminal named Brett Schulte. He's not famous. He has, drugged and raped Brett S., and he is the procurer of young boys, not only for Hollywood director Brian Singer, but also...
I'm not interrupting you, but it goes back to Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is an allegory for life. You have Renfields that aren't raping the kids, but they're supplying them.
Right, or they're supplying and raping. And so the famous Hollywood director Gus Van Sant also uses the same procurer, as does the famous Hollywood comedian Andy Dick and others.
Or Roman Polanski gets standing ovations when he admits he drug and raped little girls.
Absolutely. And Meryl Streep, defends him even to this day. So we're uncovering these networks bit by bit. It really takes the courage of the victims to come forward. And in our next segment, I can break some very important news with your folks at InfoWars about what I'm going to do for victims of child sex abuse in Hollywood next to help bring more of them
forward.
Well,
that's amazing, because, Gabe, I've seen your film. It's amazing. We promoted it, and now it's all being documented, and it's just total vindication, which is kind of, you think I'd feel good you were vindicated? It makes people sick, actually. Yeah, it's like sickening that it's even worse than you said. But you're a hero. Your crew's a hero. You're a very successful guy, and you took on the whole system. So you're what makes the world go around at the end of the day. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of